is Busisiwe Tlajayo. I'm the founder and career coach for Black women in the workplace. In today's video, I want to talk to you about perfectionism, how the fear of making mistake keeps us from expanding, from allowing ourselves to expand in the workplace. So it keeps us from going for those higher positions or even making it in those higher positions because we are so afraid of making mistakes. So what is the fear of making mistakes? How does it show up? So the fear of making mistakes, or the perfectionist syndrome, is the belief that there is a perfect way of doing things. So the belief that there is a perfect way of doing a job and we should know it before we even go for that job. So it's the belief that the people who are in the positions that we want, or the people who are in higher positions that we want, know more about doing that job perfectly, and we need to also know it perfectly for us to be able to do that job. And the other way is, the other concept around perfectionism is the belief that making mistake is catastrophic. Like, any mistake that you make is catastrophic. And it really comes from how we have been raised and conditioned to be perfect little girl. So where does it come from? So to really expand on where does that come from? And also, it comes from racism. So racism has stereotyped Black people to believe that they are less than, to believe that they're incompetent, to believe that they don't know how to do things. So they need to disprove that. So it has primed Black people to believe that they have to disprove that they are not incompetent, that they are not... yeah, they're not lazy. So the need to disprove that and keeps us on the edge. I can't make mistakes because then I confirm that Black people are incompetent. The second one is gender oppression. So the belief that women are not good in certain jobs, that women are not good in leadership jobs because they're not firm enough, they're not masculine enough. So the belief then that I have to disprove that. I have to be perfect because if I'm not, then I'm proving that indeed women are not good as leaders. So for Black women, then it's the intersection between being female and being Black. So it's a double whammy. I am Black, I am female, oh my word, any mistake that I make is catastrophic. Families of origin, so when you come from a family where love was exchanged for good behavior, where when you've done wrong, you are rejected and made to feel unloved, made to feel like you have to be perfect to be worthy of love, then you can find yourself being a perfectionist and not allowing yourself to make mistakes. There's also religion, where there's just this mutual judgment. If I'm known to be sinning, everybody will judge me, so then I just avoid doing anything that is outside of perfection, or I'm just always anxious about being perfect because other believers will judge me, or I'm going to go to hell, or God will not be happy with me and will hold things from me, so I cannot not be perfect. So how does it show up for Black women in the workplace, and how does it hold us back? It shows up through fear of speaking up in meetings. Oh my word, if I speak up, I might say something wrong, or might not say it right, and therefore I might make a mistake and make a fool of myself. Everybody would laugh at me, or everybody would be like, what is she on about? So therefore, we don't speak up. And when we don't speak up, we fail to position ourselves for promotions because people don't know what we think. We are always quiet in meetings. So people in higher positions can't trust us to be in leadership positions because we are not speaking up. We can't speak up. I mean, how are you going to lead if you struggle to even speak up in meetings where you're not even leading their meetings? Secondly, it comes out with spending hours and hours and hours working, needing everything to be perfect before it is submitted. And it could be the reputation with you in projects that you are just so focused on the nitty-gritties. Yes, it's good to be meticulous, but it can sometimes we have to balance getting things done and doing them perfectly. And sometimes we have to just find the balance between those two. But if you're so focused and so worried about being perfect, then you'll just spend hours and hours. You're always the busiest person. You have no time to make relationships at work because you're just so worried about being perfect. And obviously, if you take too long to do things and you always look so overwhelmed, why would you be given other responsibilities or bigger responsibilities because you look like you're already overwhelmed with what you have in your plate? Being afraid to raise your hands for more responsibility. So more responsibility means bigger mistakes, more catastrophic mistakes, more impact from your mistakes. So you might pull back from raising your hands from more responsibility, and then that keeps you in lower positions at the workplace. When you eventually make it in leadership, you find that you're afraid to make decisions. You're always asking for permission. Is this right? Do you think I should do this? Do you think it's okay to do this? Then it would prejudice you for bigger, higher positions. Because wow, you are struggling even now to make decisions, or you just find your position so stressful because you are always so anxious that you will make a mistake. You know, you don't have the belief that when things come up, you'll be able to take care of them. You're always so worried about, am I making a mistake? Therefore, you might not take risks. And you might not take decisions, or you might need to poll with everyone before making any decisions. Yeah, so that's what I wanted to share with you. In the Reimagined Workplace for Black Women, the online course that I run, we go into that where we teach you how to identify things like this. Things where situations where you are too much of a perfectionist, where you're struggling with perfectionism, and we help you identify ways that you're struggling with it and help you clear it, and so that you can feel comfortable to share your ideas in meetings, so you can position yourself as someone who knows, someone who has great ideas, someone who knows what to do with certain situations, and you can actually be position yourself for promotions. You can feel comfortable with making tough decisions when you're in leadership positions, which then gives confidence that you can do more and you can handle more. You can get rid of the anxiety, that continuous anxiety of, am I gonna make a mistake? Am I doing well? You know, am I? What is coming? What situation is gonna come across? And would I be able to know what to do perfectly so that I don't make mistakes? So if you like this video, please press like. If you like the videos that I show that I make, please subscribe so that you can get the videos when they come. Please subscribe and hit the notification button so that you can be notified when I do a video.